Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me show you the dangerous part, so that you will pity this, your brothers and sisters that are still locked in that denomination, and give you reason to go and fish them out. Now, look at it. Listen. Amen. Do you notice? Let's go back to the farm again. Let's go back to that plant. Listen. When the church was released from that bondage, listen carefully. The charm of life traveled through that shock, but it was not yet the seed. That is why in the days of Luther there was no rapture. It moved again during the period of the reformers, when all those lost truths were being restored. Came to Wesley, but the rapture did not take place because the seed that was planted was not found there. Then we came to Pentecost. Hallelujah. The same thing, but it was the same life that was moving. And do you notice something, church? Do you notice that by the time this stalk called corn, the corn, is growing, do you notice that that stick, I want to use the language you understand, the stalk, from where it branches and then the corn comes out of it, do you notice that it still remains green for a long time? But you know what? Because the life from where the real corn will be used is still there, because it travels like that. Do you notice after some time it begins to dry and change color while the corn is forming and forming and forming? Do you know why? Because the nourishment that it remained there is needed for the corn. All the life it has there is drawn to the bride, is drawn to the corn. Hallelujah. What happens? Everything about there is dry, because it already has a death sentence. Death is already working in it. It is bound to die. It is meant for firewood. Hallelujah. It is meant for firewood. After, it will God himself, in the parable of the wheat and tares, he says, at harvest time, in the end of the world, he will send reapers. They will bind the tares and bind also the wheat. So there is a ministry to gather the stock, all those dry parts that held the life. Methodist held the life. Pentecost held the life. What else? Anglican, all of them, they held the life. All those churches that protested from the Catholic, they carried the life that traveled all along. But when the life was moving, the people refused to move with it. They remained there. And Revelation chapter 3 verse 1 refers to them that they are dead. You are dead. A death sentence is already released upon them in the Sardesian church age. And thereafter, by the time you come to the Laodicean church age, Ichabod was already written against them. See the deadly part. After the rapture takes place, what happens to the stock? It is gathered. The wheat is taken to heaven in the rapture. The rest, what happens? It's fire. Does that not tell you that people will go to hell fire with their Bibles in their hands? So that you will, if you catch this revelation, the first place of your evangelism are your brethren that are in the denominational setting. Ichabod is written. The handwriting is written there. Life is no more there. You know that there is no more life. I was looking at newspaper And they were showing pictures of something that happened in one church. And the dignitaries there. There's one that is called, his appointment is chancellor of a church. Another one is vicar. Another one is venerable. Another one, you know, all those titles, the thing that came to my mind is, when did the church come to this estate? And you notice that people are more married to their church than to the word of God. They are more faithful to the church system than the word of God. And they are dead and they know it not. Praise the Lord. But before that harvest takes place, where the weather is normal, before harvest, there is a rain that falls. It is called the latter rain. And that latter rain is what the Lord is telling us in the book of Revelation chapter 10, verse 11. For ye shall prophesy again. In the Acts of Apostles chapter 2, the day of Pentecost was the former rain. And how did he say? He will come to gather his people from the earth here. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He said he will come as, can we read it? Hosea chapter 6 and verse 3. Hosea. Hallelujah. He said, then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. See how he's going forth is? He's going forth. He's prepared as the morning. And he shall come unto us as the rain. As the latter and the former rain unto the earth. The way the former rain and the latter rain comes, that is how Christ will come for his own. In Joel chapter 2 and verse 23 and verse 24. Joel chapter 2. Joel chapter 2. He says, be glad then, you children of Zion, and we are the children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given us the former rain moderately on the day of Pentecost. What you see there was a moderate rain. Hallelujah. And he will cause to come down for you the rain. This time, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. The type of rain, anointing that will come is going to be not just the type that came on the day of Pentecost. It's a special type of rain. It is a rain that awakes the husbandman to go to his farm, the owner of the farm, and look and take a look. The rain informs him that the harvest has come. Go and check your farm again. Go and check the seed that you planted some time ago. And that is why James chapter 5, verse 7 and verse 8. James chapter 5, verse 7. We understand the language he used there. James chapter 5, verse 7 and verse 8. He said, be patient. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Be patient. Why will he use the word patient? Because there will be anxieties. There will be confusion. There are things that will be happening around you that you cannot explain. Can we read on? Hallelujah. It says, be patient therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the owner of the farm, the husbandman, waited for the precious fruit of the earth. And we are that precious fruit of the earth. Hallelujah. And has long patience for it. For the past 2,000 years, he has been patiently waiting for the fruit of the earth until he received the early and latter rain. Verse 8. Be ye also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are expecting a revival. And it is John ministry. Revelation 10:11. The revival. Any time from now, because there is a group of people. And let me quickly add this. This group of people I'm talking about is not all the followers of the ministry of William Branham. The confusion is more within the followership of the ministry of William Branham than any other age. And this is supposed to be the last age, and there's supposed to be a message. And the message is only one message. It's a message of restoration. What is the message? Come out of her, my people, and don't be a partaker of their sins. Come out, because come out of Sodom, come out of Gomorrah, because fire will soon come. And if you are going to be restored to a level where you can qualify for the rapture, it is not the holding of a sermon book. It is not the quotation of what Brother Abraham said. Brother Abraham said, hallelujah. It is the manifestation again of these acts of apostles. There must be a people that will be married to the Bible. There must be a people that will do nothing against thus saith the Lord. And when you come in their midst, there are a group of people that do nothing but just to glorify the name of our God. And a setting is going to come. It must be a setting where when we start to come to church, some people will be afraid to go to church. Because the first church age that we see, if that is what we are going to be restored to, if you commit sin, you can't come among believers. You will run till you settle with God. They had love. They had compassion for one another. So, don't get me wrong. Don't think that I'm saying that every member of Bride Assembly is bride. You should understand me by now. Because what I see in this ministry, oh Jehovah Almighty, if I don't have strong heart, hypertension will catch me, because I will begin to think I have failed. I have failed in my ministry. If I'm not strong-hearted, and if the strong-heartedness is coming because of revelation, I know there are wheat and tares. By their fruit, we know them, not by their anointing. In this setting, all manner of carnalities that go on there that we see. In this setting, brother set trap for somebody to enter. Let them catch and deal with them. It happens. We say people come to church. They will not come to church if they have committed sin. But inside church, brother, sister, then they sleep with themselves. And you say there are no tears. You don't believe there is tears. Some people left their home now and came here. Brother and sister, they slept together in the house. And they took their bath and put perfume. And they put offering in the envelope with their tithe. Where are you going? I'm going to bride. I am a bride. You lie with your tongue and nothing condemns you. You treat one another the way you treat them and nothing condemn you. When the Bible tells me, if you do this to the least of this, my brethren, you have done it to me. You are not afraid of God. You come to church and you act anyhow. You hold the Bible and live a life. Everything you do, contrary to that same book you are holding. And you say you are, hey, I am married to Jesus. Satan, leave me alone. When you yourself, you are the Satan. I'm saying something here. Because a revival is about to come. Are you in that number? Are you in that number? Are you in that number? Say. Nonsense that is going on in Christianity. I will stand here like this and hold microphone and have a girlfriend I am sleeping with, a married man, and is supposed to be preacher of righteousness. And I'll tell you, I'm a servant of God. Do you know who a servant of God is? Many people don't know that a servant of God is different from a child of God. Why do you want to be a borrowed vessel? Why do you want God to use you and that day again come and say he didn't know you? Why do you want to live a useless life? The whole world see you every day. You are going for vigil. Every day you are praying in your room. Fire, 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 fire. That day will come and you will not be among. How will it look like? Because you are living a hypocritical life. How can you claim you are a Christian and it's difficult for you to forgive? What are you fighting over that you cannot let go? See? You are still indulging yourself in all of this nonsense. Go to Bia Palo. You drink. You have more time with the things that entertain and feed the flesh than the things that pertain to your spiritual growth. That's why you are battling like this. You try, you will fall yakata. You walk, you will fall yakata. Why will you rise and stand? There's a revival that is coming. And there are people that are sitting down here that will miss it. And yet somebody is watching me on the television and he will be part of it. Because right there, God is not looking at where you are sitting, but where your heart is. Where your heart is. You are not going to be saved because you are Temperate Assembly Church. You are going to be saved because you have made your consecration. And let me tell you, you cannot do it by your power. I need you every day. Most gracious Lord. That is your prayer. Lord, that's our prayer.
Give me the power to do your will, oh Lord, I pray.
coming. Listen. Listen. That is the reason once every year we have the baptism of the Holy Ghost program. And preceding this is the 21 days fasting. Now, it's not a fasting so that you will have breakthrough to go and marry. No, no, no. That's not the one we are doing now. John the Baptist says that Jesus Christ is the one that baptizes with the Holy Ghost and fire. But that fire can only come to that altar only if that altar is rearranged. Days is a consecration fast to prepare the altar of your heart to receive fire. And I believe, I will not be surprised that one of these June program will be the beginning of this expected revival. That something will happen in this backyard that will turn the whole world upside down. I believe, I'm in expectation. This heaven, I must go. This whole world can never hold anymore. I'll be for I will make my consecration and I have my wedding God at home. It is the latter end. It is a revival to prepare the people for homegoing. That will position you in your position in the body of Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That revival is the adoption of the bride. This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Everybody say, I'm a Christian, Christian, Christian. There is a revival that will announce to the whole world, this is my bride in whom I am well pleased. The difference between Esther and the other maidens. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And that revival is a product of the seven thunders. That means, before that revival will take place, Revelation chapter 10 verse 1 to 6 will fulfill. It takes place as salvation is rounding up. There's something that you begin to hear through the voice of the seven thunders. And it is likened to the processes, the last stage of the processes of going, traveling, maybe you're traveling overseas, to a country you love so much to be part of. Everybody loves to go to America. But you know how you prepare for it. You don't just take off. No, there are processes. Processes. You make sure your documents are correct. You make sure you obtain a passport. And you make sure you get a visa. And that visa is not gotten when you reach there. You get it here to enable you to fly there. Hallelujah. But before you, even when you have your ticket, when you arrive at the airport, you are always advised that you come early. Come at least 2-3 hours to the takeoff. Because there are processes. For anybody to tell you, say after me, Lord, I believe you, you are my father, you are my, you died for me, Jesus, accept me, accept you. I love you, you love me. From now on, I'm your child, you're my father. I plead the blood of Jesus. Did you say it? Lord, write my name in the book of life. Did you say it? You are born again. Wait, when Christ comes, you are going. It's a lie. There is a process. There is a process. And God is the one that takes us through that process by himself. It's his business. Our own is just to keep praying and expect Him to answer our prayers. Church, listen. And when you reach the airport, if you have ever traveled abroad before, when you reach the airport, hallelujah, there is a time when the check-in counter closes, but the plane has not taken off. 1 hour or so to the takeoff of the plane, the person that is giving you boarding pass will tell you. In fact, some, you won't even see anybody there. They close, pack them, and they are gone. They are going for the next stage. After the shout, there is the voice of the archangel. That is the next stage. And if you did not hear or respond appropriately to the shout, you cannot know what to do to be in the voice, the next stage of the archangel. And the archangel sounds when he has stood up from the mercy seat. That is, by the time the voice of the archangel sounds, salvation is over. That means people will be going to church and they don't know that salvation is over. But the rapture has not taken place yet. The counter is closed. The person given the boarding pass has left. The voice of the archangel is another set of instructions. And nobody hears it. Behind the counter, when you are checking in, your brother, your sister that escorted you can hear the discussion that is going on between you and the person giving boarding pass. But after that boarding pass process, the next process, only you. Nobody escorts you there for the next stage. You cross over and they tell you bye-bye, bye-bye, and you pass through immigration. You pass through the scanners. Hallelujah. And then you wait at the last point. They still do another check again. Examine yourself if you be in the faith. Make your calling and election sure. Hallelujah. And then they get the staff come again and then they begin to ask you certain questions. Your bag that went through scanner, they will scan it again. In fact, this one will not be machine, with a hand. You carry cream, put inside, bleaching cream. Bleaching cream cannot go in. They take it, they throw it away. There are some items that cannot go through. Hallelujah. Scissors cannot go through. Knife cannot go through. Hallelujah. There are some items that cannot pass through that checking. For you came to this world empty, you will go empty. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 7 said that the way that leadeth to life is straight. The way is narrow. So if there is anything that will hook you, they will drop it at that checkpoint. People are going to church and they don't know what is happening. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And then you go inside the plane. And even before the plane takes off, they are still making check, 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 check. Up to the extent, they will come and tell you, sit upright. Sit upright. Hallelujah. Sit upright. Have you put your seat belt? Put your seat belt. And they will warn you as the plane will be taking off. If there is a sudden loss of pressure in the cabin, oxygen mask like this will drop. He said, if you have a child, he said, do your own first before you take care of the child. Save yourself first before you save even your pikin. Save yourself first. Hallelujah. I'm trying to tell you, salvation is a process. There's a revival that is coming that will line us up. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Then you hear the last trump. Come forth! And your name will be mentioned. Your name will be mentioned. Church, I've taken time to say all this to get your mind prepared. To see this pattern, to know that the process of salvation is certain. We are not blind to it. God, Christ is not coming to harvest Catholics. Redeem. Bride assembly. Choosing. He is coming to harvest the seed that he planted on the day of Pentecost. Therefore, you are not to watch the church you attend, but watch your life. Watch your revelation. Watch and be diligent to make your calling and election sure, because many are called, few are chosen. Let's bow down our heads. Let's bow down our heads. Let's bow down our heads. This is my earnest cry. Let's bow down our heads. Let's talk to God.
This is my earnest desire. Give me the power to do your will. Oh, Lord, I pray. Hallelujah. This is my endless life. This is my endless life. This is my endless life. Give me the power to do your will. Oh, Lord, I pray. Lord, in my life, pour on my hands to do. Give me the power to do your will. Oh Lord, I pray.
I was discussing with a young man on Friday night, Brother Daniel. He was deported from Europe. And he was telling me the trouble he took to go to Europe. He said he went by land to somewhere around Tunisia or where. And then they did this inflated balloon and passed through the Mediterranean Sea. And I discussed with my brother in Italy, Brother Chukudi. He said his own time. He said there were 14 of such boats filled with people to cross. He told me, he said only 4 out of the 14, the remaining 10 perished in the water. He said in his own case, they made it after so many days. But because God's hand is a predestinated seed, he said there is a way they sit down. My brother Daniel, is Daniel here today? Brother Daniel, where are you? Okay, you are the one. That's him there. And he said, he said that he was sitting there. It's a way they held themselves. One man sat at the end there and held him. And they were managing and going. He said, suddenly something ministered to him to leave that man and move and sit down in the center. He said, as soon as he left that man and sat there, he said he saw the man fell over the boat. And there's no waiting. He was gone. And many more. And he was saying so many things happened in the sea. So many things. All of you landed in your own.
Yeah, we'll everybody land. But the boat that was in our bag, almost about 80 something people, they all collapsed at the water and died.
80 something people collapsed and died. What are they risking their lives for? Oh, to go to Europe to make life better. Ah, brother, afar from the Savior today, risking your soul for the things that we get. Oh, it's okay. God shall call it away. Jesus is calling. Of teeth. Papa, let me not be among those that we weep and regret that didn't make it because of carelessness. Because I spent more time chasing money than I was chasing the things of life. I was living a careless and a carnal life. I was living a disobedient life. Is that not your prayer? A backsliding Christian, come back now. Come back before it's too late. And take eternal destination more seriously.
Prayer. Yes, Lord.
I see your face, but he sees your heart. I see your face, but he sees your heart. And for every heart that is truly open, because he's still standing and knocking, even now, he can take over. Even now. Even now, he can take over. Even now. And release the grace to live a life that is pleasing before him. And if he sees your heart that you truly want to serve him, and you have a weakness, even now he can deal with that weakness and strengthen your faith. Even now. And don't look at your neighbor because you don't know the estate of your neighbor. It's just between you. It's an individual thing. It's an individual thing. You see? He said, remember Lot's wife. How will you come so far? God gives you the opportunity to hear messages like this. And you still go back to your vomit. Go back to those errors. Go back to the life of sin and just wantonness like that. Why will you live that type of life? Remember Lot's wife. He said, look and live, my brother, live.
Look to Jesus now
and live. It's recorded. Life is offered unto him.
Life is offered unto you. Hallelujah. It's the of your soul.
Just look for him. Just look for him.
Just look for him.
Today, part of those you will harvest from the earth are listening to me now, both here and around the world. Arrest them. Arrest every one of us and do your cleaning job, your cleansing job. Clean us up. Prepare us for the adoption. Nobody listening to me now has excuse if you don't make the rapture. None of you. None of you. Because I told you the truth. I told you how it will happen. And I told you to go and get eternal life. Go and get the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. If you are sure, if Christ comes now, you will make it. Stand up. Okay. Okay, everybody stand up. Give more time, your 1 hour with Jesus, to your spiritual life. See the love of God. What you are hearing now, not many people hear it, but blessed are you that your ears can hear something in these days. Let's clap our hands to our God. Hallelujah.